欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要跟 Bobby 来了解这部心理惊悚片禁闭岛的大结局。
Hi, I'm Bobby. In today's program, the truth will be uncovered, and so don't miss it.
我们说到在这几天的调查过程当中，似乎一切的线索都把 Teddy 引向了那个神秘的灯塔， Teddy 也下定决心一定要揭露真相。
It seems to me Rachel Solando is suggesting that you have a 67th patient doctor. Don't you get it? Everything you were up for, your whole plan, this is a game. All of this is for you. Rachel SolandoThe real one. Did you kill your children?
I never had children.
Who knows about this? On the island, I mean, who?
Everyone.
They couldn't possibly know.
Everyone.
They're gonna take me to the lighthouse.
Tell me what goes on in that lighthouse. Tell me.
Brain surgery.
Teddy eventually makes his way to the lighthouse, but finds nothing unusual on his way up the stairs, contrary to what he expected.At the top of the lighthouse, he finds Dr. Cawley, who reveals that Teddy is not Albert Daniels, but ex-Marshal Andrew Liddes.
You've been here for 2 years, a patient of this institution.
After everything I've seen here, Doctor, you really think you're going to convince me I'm crazy, huh? Do you know the kind of people that I deal with every day? I'm a U.S. Marshal, for God's sake.
You were.A U.S. Marshal.
Cawley 医生直接告诉 Teddy 说 You've been here for 2 years, a patient of this institution. 你来这里两年了，你是这里的病人。
对于 Cawley 医生这么说呢， Teddy 其实也有一些心理准备了，因为根据此前的猜想呢，在这个岛上的人啊，就是希望让所有的人都认为 Teddy 是有精神问题的。不过呢， Cawley 医生接下来解释说， Teddy 现在根本就不是什么执法官，他也不叫 Teddy，他就是 Andrew Liddes.
You came here for the truth. Here it is. Your name is Andrew Liddes. The 67th patient at Ashcliff is you, Andrew.
Bullshit.
You were committed here by court order 24 months ago. Your crime is terrible. One you can't forgive yourself for, so you invented another self.
Let's get down to the facts.
You've created a story in which you're not a murderer, you're a hero, still a U.S. Marshal, only here at Ashcliff because of the case, and you've uncovered a conspiracy so that anything we tell you about who you are, what you've done, you can dismiss as lies, Andrew.
My name is Edward Dan.
I've been here in this fantasy for 2 years now. I know every detail. Patient 67, the storm, Rachel Solando, your missing partner, the dreams you have every night.
You were at Dachau, but you may not have killed any guards.
I wish I could let you just live in your fantasy world. I really do. But you're violent, trained, dangerous. You're the most dangerous patient we have.
Cawley 医生解释到为什么他会出现在这里。You were committed here by court order 24 months ago. 在24个月前依照法庭的判决你被送到了这里。Your crime is terrible, one you can't forgive yourself for. 你的罪行连你自己都无法原谅。So you invented another self.所以你幻想出了另外一个自己。Cawley 医生进一步解释到 You created a story in which you are not a murderer. 你自己编导的一个故事，在这里边你并不是个杀人犯。You are a hero. 相反，你是一个英雄。Still a U.S. Marshal. 还是个联邦的执法官。Only here at Ashcliff because of a case. 你来 Ashcliff 只是为了调查一个案子。And you uncovered a conspiracy. 然后你发现了这里的一个阴谋。So that anything we tell you about who you are, what you've done, you can dismiss as lies. 所以我们告诉你所有的事情，包括你的身份和所作所为，都被你视为了谎言。 Dismiss 这个词其实我们最常从小听的一句话就是老师英语老师上课就是 You are dismissed， 那你们解放了，就是你们下课了。它的意思就是 remove somebody from a position， 免除某人的某个位置或者职务哈。那么在这里边呢，它的意思是 consider something not worth thinking or talking about， 就认为某事不予理会或不予理睬。比如说如果你有一个朋友呢，很喜欢做白日梦，每天夸夸其谈，我们可以说这样一句话， She was dismissed as a dreamer， 人们都认为她是个空想家而根本不理睬她。那这里边呢 dismiss as lies 就是把这件事情认为不值一提，就像谎言一样。
按照康医生的说法呢，这个 Andrew Ladies 就是精神病院的一个病人，他编造了一个故事，他来到这个禁闭岛上之后发生的一切事情都是假的，都是按照他编的这个故事来演的。
于是 Dr. Colley 说 I wish I could let you just live in your fantasy world. I really do. 我真的想让你继续沉浸在自己幻想的世界里。 But you're violent, trained, dangerous. 但是你有严重的暴力倾向，而且受过系统的训练，所以真的很危险。 You're the most dangerous patient we have. 你是我们这里最危险的病人。
You came here for the truth. Here it is. Your name is Andrew Ladis. The 67th patient at Ashcliffe is you, Andrew.You were committed here by court order 24 months ago. Your crime is terrible. One you can't forgive yourself for, so you invented another self.
Let's get down to the facts.
You've created a story in which you're not a murderer. You're a hero. Still a US Marshal. Only here at Ashcliffe because of the case. And you've uncovered a conspiracy so that anything we tell you about who you are, what you've done...You can dismiss as lies, Andrew.
My name is Edward Dan.
I've been here in this fantasy for 2 years now. I know every detail. Patient 67, the storm, Rachel Philander, your missing partner, the dreams you have every night.
You were at Dachau, but you may not have killed any guards.
I wish I could let you just live in your fantasy world. I really do. But you're violent, trained, dangerous. You're the most dangerous patient we have.
康利医生说呢，如果 Andrew 还不能够从自己的幻想中清醒过来的话，就要面临被切除前脑叶白质的手术了。所以现在康利医生所做的一切呢，都是为了做最后一次尝试，希望能够唤醒他，让他不要再沉浸在自己幻想的那个世界中。
The warden and the board of overseers are determined something be done. It's been decided that unless we can bring you back to sanity now, right now,Permanent measures will be taken to ensure you can't hurt anyone ever again. They'll lobotomize you, Andrew. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. I understand just fine. If I don't play along with your little game here, Dr. Naring's going to turn me into one of his ghosts. But what about my partner?
Colley 医生进一步解释到他的良苦用心 It's been decided that unless we can bring you back to sanity now, right now 那么这事情已经决定了除非我们能让你现在就恢复心智正常否则 Permanent measures will be taken to ensure you can't hurt anyone ever again 否则他们就会采取永久性的措施让你永远不能再伤害别人 They'll lobotomize you, Andrew 他们会切除你的前脑叶白质
The warden and the board of overseers are determined something be done. It's been decided that unless we can bring you back to sanity now, right now, permanent measures will be taken to ensure you can't hurt anyone ever again. They'll lobotomize you, Andrew. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. I understand just fine. If I don't play along...With your little game here, Dr. Naring's going to turn me into one of his ghosts. What about my partner?
尽管 Colley 医生在苦口婆心的解释，但是 Andrew 仍然不相信 Colley 医生的话。而这个时候呢，他的所谓的那个搭档 Chuck
comes in and reveals himself as Dr. Sheehan, Andrew's psychiatrist.
What the fuck is going on here?You working for him?
I'm sorry, there wasn't any other way. Someone had to stick with you, keep you safe.
I mean, watch me. Watch me every minute. Who are you? Who are you? Tell me.
Don't you recognize me, Andrew? I've been your primary psychiatrist for the last 2 years. I'm Lester Sheehan.
原来我们以为已经失踪的 Chuck 这个时候出现了，他说他也是这个岛上的医生，他是被安排一直跟在那个所谓的 Teddy 也就是 Andrew 身边的。
这时候假的 Chuck 就表明了他的真实身份。 Don't you recognize me, Andrew? Andrew, 你没认出我来吗？ I'll be your primary psychiatrist for the last 2 years. 我过去两年可一直都是你的主治医生啊。其实实验医生在刚才也解释了为什么他要跟着 Andrew。他对 Andrew 说 Someone had to stick with you, keep you safe. 必须有人跟着你，保证你的安全。
Colly 医生接下来也说呢，他坚信自己的这种角色扮演的方法是可以让 Andrew 恢复神智的。
She and Colly say they hope that by failing to uncover his mind control conspiracy, Andrew would see reality and return to it permanently.
We're running out of time here, Andrew. I swore before the board of overseers that I could construct the mostradical, cutting-edge role-play ever attempted in psychiatry, and it would bring you back. I thought that if we let you play this out, we could get you to see how untrue, how impossible it is. You've had the run of the place for 2 days. Tell me, where are the Nazi experiments? The satanic awards? Andrew, listen to me.If we fail with you, then everything that we've tried to do here will be discredited, everything. We're on the front lines of a war here, old boy. And right now, it all comes down to you.
Double!
Andrew!
No! My name is Edward Daniels!
This one's loaded. I can tell by the way.
Colly 医生解释说 I swore before the board of overseers that I could construct the most radical, cutting-edge role-play ever attempted in psychiatry, and it would bring you back. Colly 医生说我曾在监察委员会面前发誓，我将会第一次使用最先进的、最有突破性的角色扮演法让你恢复正常。
那么 Colly 医生对他这个新的治疗方法给加了很多的定语，
比如他不仅用了最高级 most 哈，还接了 radical。radical 有两个意思，一个是基本的 fundamental 哈，另外一个意思就是在这个句子里是指激进的、彻底的 complete、drastic， 非常激进的改革。我们在心里经常听就是 radical reforms 或者 radical changes。它其实它还可以用作名词，就是激进分子哈 radical。那第二个形容词是 cutting edge， 其实我们在新闻报道里经常听到形容某一种科技是 cutting edge。Cutting edge 的意思是 at the latest or most advanced stage of development， 那就是说在某个领域的发展中是最前端或者最新的，比如 cutting edge technology 就是最先进的技术。Colly 医生还进一步说这是 ever attempted， 就是从古至今从未被尝试的方式。这是一种什么样的方式？是 role play， 就是用角色扮演的方式。我想说到这儿，我们似乎都明白了这个故事究竟是为什么发生的。
这个治疗方法呢，听起来真的是很复杂，但是 Colly 医生一直坚信他的这个治疗方法一定是有效的。
Colly 医生的出发点是 I saw that if we let you play this out, we could get you to see how untrue, how impossible it is. 我原以为如果让你演出自己所编造的故事，你会认识到这一切是多么的不真实，多么的荒谬。Shane 医生也补充道 Andrew, listen to me. If you fail with you, then everything that we'll try to do here will be discredited, everything. Andrew, 听我说，如果你还是无法醒悟的话，我们在这里所做的一切都会被质疑，所有的一切都会被认为是没有意义的。这里用了一个词 discredit， 我们知道 credit 就是我们的信用卡或者信用哈 discredit就是相反，就是让什么东西变得没有信用了，就是质疑啊，或者不相信 refuse to believe。 那有一个例句，比如说 There is no reason to discredit what she says， 那没有理由不相信或者怀疑她所说的话。
虽然 Collie 和 Shane 医生呢在这里讲了很多，也解释了很多，但是作为 Andrew 来讲，他很难一下子接受这种说法。他企图用桌子上的枪杀死 Collie 医生，但是那把枪是假的。而 Andrew 在这个时候已经是濒临崩溃了。Shane 医生借机向他揭示了所有的真相。
Shane 说道 ：“We're telling you the truth. Dolores was insane, manic depressive, suicidal. 我们告诉你的是事实，你的妻子疯了，她有躁郁症，而且有自杀的倾向。而你呢 ？You drank, stayed away, ignored what everyone told you. 而你酗酒逃避，不愿意听任何人说的话。You moved to that lake house after she purposely set your city apartment on fire. 在她故意将你们城里的公寓烧掉之后，你们搬到了湖边。”
We're running out of time, dear Andrew. I swore before the board of overseers that I could construct the most radical, cutting-edge role play ever attempted in psychiatry, and it would bring you back. I thought that if we let you play this out, we could get you to see how untrue, how impossible it is. You've had the run of the place for 2 days. Tell me, where are the Nazi experiments, the satanic laws?Andrew, listen to me. If we fail with you, then everything that we've tried to do here will be discredited, everything. We're on the front lines of a war here, old boy. And right now, it all comes down to you.
Come on, come on!
No.
My name is Edward Daniels!
This one's loaded.By the way.
接着 Collie 医生拿出了几张照片，是 Andrew 孩子们的照片。因为 Andrew 的妻子呢一直有抑郁症，所以就杀害了他们的三个孩子，而 Andrew 显然是无法接受这个事实的。但是看着这些照片呢， Andrew 终于回忆起了以往的一切，包括他的妻子杀害了他们的三个孩子，以及他杀害了他的妻子的整个过程。这个时候 Andrew 昏了过去，当他再次醒来的时候，自己已经躺在了病床上。 Collie 医生、Shane 医生和典狱长都希望他能够证明他们这次治疗的成果，看看 Andrew是不是已经恢复了正常的神智。
Andrew appears to accept Sheehan's and Collie's explanations, blaming himself for failing to help Dolores before it was too late.
Why did you make them up?
I can't take knowing that Dolores killed our children. I killed them because I didn't get her help.
Here's my fear, Andrew. We broke through once before, 9 months ago, and then you regressed.
I don't remember that.
I know. You reset, Andrew. Like a tape playing over and over on an endless loop. I hope that what we've done here will be enough to stop it from ever happening again, but I need to know you've accepted reality.
Came after me, huh, Doctor? You tried to help me when no one else would. My name is Andrew Latus. And I murdered my wife in the spring of 52.
从这段对话里呢，我们可以听出来，显然这不是 Andrew 第一次清醒过来了。
Collie 医生说 ,We broke through once before, 9 months ago, and then you regressed. 我们曾经在9个月前成功过一次，但你随后又固态复萌了。I hope that what we've done here will be enough to stop it from ever happening again. 我们真的希望这次所做的能阻止你再次反复。But I need to know you've accepted reality.但是我必须知道你是不是接受了现实。
似乎呢，经过这一次的治疗， Andrew 真的恢复了神智，能够面对现实了。但是在第二天的清晨，当实验医生再次和 Andrew 谈话的时候，发现他又回到了自己幻想的世界中。
The next morning, after a brief conversation, it appears Andrew has regressed back into his fantasy world again. Shane suddenly signaled to Collie, and orderlies approach to take Andrew to his lobotomy.
How are we doing this morning?
Good. And you?
Can't complain.
What's our next move?
You tell me.
Gotta get off this rock, Chuck. Get back to the mainland. Whatever the hell's going on here, it's bad. Don't worry, Bob. They're not gonna catch us.
That's right. We're too smart for them.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? You know, this place makes me wonder.
Yeah, what's that, boss?
Which would be worse? To live as a monster? Or to die as a good man?
Daddy?
在影片的结尾呢，留给了我们一个疑问， Andrew 真的已经被治好了，真的恢复了神智，接受了现实吗？还是他又回到了自己幻想中的世界呢？
最后 Andrew 对 Shane 医生说了一句话， Which would be worse, to live as a monster or to die as a good man? 哪种情况更糟，是当一只活着的野兽，还是一个死去的好人？
那 Andrew 最后面临着两种选择，一种是像一个野兽一样的活着，也就是说他要清醒的面对现实，面对他是一个杀人犯这样的现实，而且要一辈子受到内心的谴责。另外一种呢，就是做一个死去的好人，当然并不是指他真的会死去，而是说接受了脑部手术以后，他就像一个行尸走肉了，没有了自己的思想。而最后 Andrew 是选择去接受脑部手术，显然他是选择了后一个选项，做一个死去的好人。
The ending of Shutter Island seems ambiguous to many people, but after a discussion with Jesse, we all found that it was pretty clear. We all agree that Andrew is a very dangerous psychiatric patient. The thing is, Andrew Lattice cannot live with his guilt and pain after murdered his wife, so he'd rather choose the lobotomy and become a virtually dead man.
Alright, 也感谢朋友们一连三天和 Bobby 以及 Jesse 分享这一部心理惊悚片《禁闭岛》。
I'm Bobby, bye for now.
I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow.
This bitter earth. Well, what is the fruit?It's there.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away.Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every day
The journey of a thousand miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit. 接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人丁晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够，英语PK台一起学起来。你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站 www.am774.com 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。
欢迎拨打6515759 8了解更多收听方式。